And we're your source for a morning devotional each and every weekday morning. It's called The Morning Munch. And Tommy is off today. I've got The Morning Munch for you. And I remember in my lifetime, we had the, when Kuwait was invaded and the whole Middle East war with Iraq started, thinking, oh, could this be the beginning of the end? Then 9/11. Oh, could this be the beginning of the end? Hurricane Katrina and the increase of hurricanes. Now the coronavirus. Does this mean that the end is approaching? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know the day or the hour, but we do know that God in the Bible gives us many signs, wars and rumors of wars. There will be an increase in earthquakes and volcanoes. We're seeing that, especially with earthquakes in places that haven't seen them or have never seen them before. Jesus could be coming soon. Yes, we don't know the day or the hour, but the Bible gives us signs to say, hey, we could be close. So, you know, again, no one knows the day or the hour, but we can know that, okay, this could be the season and we need to be ready. Well, John the Baptist prepared the way for people to know that the Messiah was coming. Let's go to Matthew chapter 3. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing and said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you can say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. John the Baptist warning of Jesus' first coming, and to be prepared and, you know, repent, clean up your life, be ready. The Messiah is coming. And even kind of warns that, hey, there's going to be a winnowing fork, and he's going to clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Those that are followers of Christ, that believe in Jesus Christ for salvation, will be the ones that are gathered, and those that do not believe will be the ones that will be thrown with unquenchable fire, or referring to hell. Now, Jesus in Matthew 11:11 says, truly I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. But then he says, yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Jesus is saying, even those of us that are of the kingdom of heaven, Christ followers, we are greater than John the Baptist. Even the least of us that are in the kingdom, you know, we may not be a pastor or a evangelist, but we are greater than John the Baptist. And we need to do what John the Baptist has done and warn people that Jesus Christ could be coming soon. Again, it may not be for another 100 years, 10 years, 1,000 years. We don't know, but the signs are all there. And even besides, you know, the coronavirus, which may or may not be, but we're seeing an increase in earthquakes and other natural things. And the revelation, can't say clearly, it's hard to interpret some parts of Revelation, but some things stand out that, okay, we could be at that point anytime. Like, no one can buy or sell without the mark of the beast. We could be coming to that. The technology's there. There's talk about that kind of thing right now. Jesus Christ in his second coming could be very, very soon. Don't take that chance. Be ready. Again, he may not come in our lifetime, but we need to be ready. You know, to repent and be ready, that's a good thing. Going all out for Jesus Christ, that opens up the door for God to bless you, to empower you with the Spirit, to do great things for the kingdom of God. So even if he doesn't come in this lifetime, living that life fully for him, like he could come any day, only benefits us and benefits those around us. The world is walking away from God. If we act like Jesus could come tomorrow, we can turn this world around. And especially right now during this pandemic, people are scared. People are searching. We need to be ready, and we need to be John the Baptist to them, to warn them of Christ's coming, so they aren't left behind. We are greater than John the Baptist. We can do great things to prepare people for the coming of Christ, so more people will be ready, more people will be saved, so when he does come, there'll be lots of us going up to heaven with him. And a warning from Matthew 25, 1 through 13, the parable of the 10 virgins. At the time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of the virgins were foolish and five were wise. When the foolish ones took their lamps, they did not take extra olive oil with them, but the wise one took flasks of olive oil with their lamps. When the bridegroom was delayed for a long time, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight, there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom is here! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there won't be enough for you and for us. Go instead to those who sell and buy oil for and some for yourselves." But while they had gone to buy it, the bridegroom arrived, and those who were ready went inside with him to the wedding banquet. Then the door was shut. Later, those who were the other virgins came too, saying, "Lord, Lord, let us in." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I do not know you. Therefore, stay alert because you do not know the day or the hour." Don't be one that isn't ready. And some believe that he is talking about the church. There will be some people, some churches that kind of wander away and fall asleep. And when Christ comes, they've wandered too far. They ran out of oil. They ran out of that spirit of following Christ. Don't let that be you. Be ready. The virgins were, you know, kind of weary. It was a while, and they got kind of tired, and you know, five of them kind of just wandered away because it was taking so long for the bridegroom to come. But then all of a sudden, he's here. Don't fall asleep. Be ready. And be John the Baptist warning others by witnessing. You know, we don't know the day or the hour. We've got to hurry, but still warn people. Get out there. Talk to people. I mean, it's kind of hard right now, but you can do it online and, you know, on the phone. Chat with your friends, your family. Get them ready in ways that they're going to listen. If you say, "Jesus Christ is coming soon, you better repent," they're just going to click. But love on them. Be Christ to them. In this current culture, you've got to, you know, like the song Heathens, you got to take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Make it have Christ coming out, beaming out from you so much they won't be able to resist asking you, "What is it about you?" And then there's your opportunity. So we are to be like John the Baptist, getting people ready for the return of Christ, because we don't know when. It could happen soon. Let's be ready. And if it doesn't happen soon, it's always good to be ready. Heavenly Father, help us to be ready. And Lord, wow, to say that we are all greater than John the Baptist, wow, that's nothing, because nothing have we've done. That is because of Jesus Christ and his power in us and your Holy Spirit that works through us, Lord. Help us, one, for us to be ready for Christ's return, and to be those John the Baptist and warn the world that Jesus is coming soon. You need to be ready. Lord, empower us to do that. We pray for open hearts to receive when we speak with them and have opportunities to witness to them hearts, Lord, for those moments that we'll have, and make those moments happen, Lord. Arrange those divine moments where we can tell people about Christ and that they will be ready too when you do return. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.